Hi, this is Naroki 5. I am going to be doing this until I die or I find something better to do. So please help me achieve this personal and, I think, noble objective by contributing to my Patreon or Subscribestar. Link is down below. Every little bit helps. Thank you very much. You go through my content, you will start to see a pattern emerge. And that pattern is one of the patterns that I generally discuss is that regardless of what is going on in your life is happening and it's interesting and it's something that you want to be involved in, regardless of whether there's a woman in it or not. I say that for a reason. I say that, and one of the big reasons that I say that, and one of the big reasons that I do that now, is if you've been, because I'm going to try posting all these up in a row. I'm hitting a personal anniversary right now. It's been 5 years since Miss 2016, and there was the other one from 2001. In both of those cases, those were relationships that probably should have had more intimacy than what they actually had. And there should have been a whole lot more there. And each of them was different. But when I started thinking about it this morning and tonight, I realized that they had a lot more in common than they didn't have in common. And I've already covered two of them. This is the third one that came up for me. And that is, you don't build these women up in your head. You don't, because building a woman up in it, indulging in fantasy is okay. I'm a pretty imaginative guy. I have a pretty good imagination. There's a part of your brain, though, and it's a lizard part of your brain that can't tell the difference between fantasy and reality. And you need to be aware that that particular part of your brain exists. So if you've got this woman that you're obsessed with, and maybe you've been obsessed with her for too long, you have built her up in your head to potentially be something that she's not. I'm going to avoid getting into the personal details here, because, like, again, the situations were different, but they were the same at the same time. But ultimately, what it was, though, is that when things went south both times, I got incredibly angry and incredibly hurt because there were expectations there on my part that should not have been, because I indulged. Okay, now, in both particular cases, I was indulging because I was not in my right state of mind and I needed the distraction. But that, I've already covered that in another part of the video. Recognize when you're under a lot of strain and stress. Even if you're not under a lot of strain and stress, and I mean, I get it. There are some of us in the manosphere that have gone years, maybe even decades, without getting laid. Suddenly, there's a prospect. Much like it is, say, with AA, where you have to give yourself the proper checks every single day to make sure you don't use again. While it's not necessarily a drug, unless you happen to be a sex addict, of course, the fact that there might just be someone after, especially after an extended period of time, man, it can be, and I know I'm speaking from personal experience here, it can be a huge relief. Finally, I might get something. Finally, I'll be the one to get the girl. Finally this, finally that, you know? And you start, and those build up expectations. While it is healthy to a certain degree to expect that your feelings are going to be respected, or that your space is going to be respected, or that your resources are going to be expected, that's realistically the only expectations that you can have from her, or literally anybody else. It is perfectly natural to want to fantasize. Again, though, it's got that particular part of your brain that can't tell the difference between fantasy and reality can take over here. It's really, really important that when it comes to this sort of thing. While it's okay to indulge for a little bit, don't overdo it. Don't indulge to the point where it becomes unhealthy or it builds up and again, I keep going over this issue, expectations, where it keeps building up expectations. Because when those expectations, and in both the one in 2001 and in 2016, again, circumstances were different. 2001, I didn't know that I didn't know. 2016, we kind of fell out of each other's space, sort of by circumstance. That can set you off. Just keep, that's the reason why, though, you need to have other things in your life other than her that you look forward to. I mean, I, for instance, look forward to making these videos. I mean, yeah, sometimes it's work. Sometimes it's a pain in the ass. Like, sometimes I don't feel like having to go on Minds and then Gab and then MeWe and then Reddit and having to, and like, yeah, and like sometimes the negative comments can be a real drag. Like, there are some, especially if you go on Facebook, man, some of the more established social media sites, like, I mean, like, it's gotten downright crazy. But I mean, you have the reason why I keep going into, you need to have this stuff in place so that if a girl comes along, it's more of a bonus situation than something that you're craving, is because ultimately it doesn't matter if you're not building up expectations. One, you potentially leave yourself open for something better. And two, it honestly doesn't matter very much if you get the girl or not, because your life is going to be just fine either way. Like, the anger that can come when something doesn't turn. And in both 2001 and 2016, that is literally what happened. The situation changed, and I didn't know how to deal with it. And because I didn't know how to deal with it, I ended up doing the expectations, and the emotions got in the way. And the emotions on top of, in particular, with the event in 2016, it was inhibiting my ability to make rational decisions. Focus on your life, not her. Don't feed the beast that wants to indulge in the fantasy. That might be difficult, especially if you're a guy that's gone for a while and it does come up. Like, those feelings do come up every once in a while, that, you know, and it's like, it's important that you don't indulge that. It's also important beforehand, if it's been a while, to not indulge the everybody's getting laid but me. Everybody's getting, like, how come I never get any? Da 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 da. You don't feed, if that's the beast you're feeding, that's the beast that is going to be the most powerful when the time does come. And it basically loads and cocks the trigger when it comes time, if some other woman appears. So yeah, guys, if you found one, again, like I say, close the deal quickly, but don't overindulge in the possibilities in your head. Focus on your life. This is Nroki5. Like, subscribe, and I will talk to you later.